With rising tuition at UB, I think it's really important that these transactions see the light of day for people to decide, you know, if the school is spending money wisely.
Robert Galbraith is a research analyst with Public Accountability. Galbraith tells WBFO News he was surprised by the quick turnaround from the FOIL request he made July 3rd. By Wednesday morning, he received a 9-page document from UB. It was an actual contract with the University Foundation and Clinton, but Galbraith was seeking more.
Brian Hines, UB's records access officer, says that more information may be forthcoming as it becomes practicable. UB is sort of tricky to get information from.
UB issued a written statement saying no tuition or state funds were used to pay for the speech and that it was funded through the UB Foundation. The foundation has been under recent scrutiny. This past spring, UB President Satish Tripathi told the UB Faculty Senate, as a not-for-profit 501c3 corporation, he does not have the legal authority to publicly reveal the foundation's budget. But Galbraith points out that the Distinguished Speakers Series is partially funded by the Student and Graduate Associations, which are mandatory fees for UB students.
Regardless of where the money came from, it's still important to consider, you know, other things they could have spent the money on, whether it's scholarships, student aid. It's important that transactions like that to be done out in the open. So, you know, people, you know, UB constituents can decide for themselves whether or not it was a good idea.
We have to be willing to come together as citizens to focus on the kind of future we want, which doesn't include yelling. It includes
the detailed contract also noted that Clinton required UB to pay for a presidential glass teleprompter. However, during that event, Clinton walked freely across the stage for most of her speech, not necessarily relying on that prompter. UB noted the speaking fees and other appearance costs are financed through ticket sales, sponsorships, and endowments. The event was a sellout last October. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.